It's not what you think.
Right. I've heard that before. You know what I think? I think you're married and this was, what, some kind of experiment for you?
Not at all. No. Just let me explain. This, here at work, it's not the time or place. Meet me tonight and I'll explain everything, I promise.
My mind is reeling. I want to believe him, that there's a reasonable explanation for this, but I've been burned before. And whatever is going on here is something I've been kept in the dark about.
She's not my wife. This isn't that. I promise you.
There's something about the look in his eyes, the way his whole demeanor has shifted. He seems anxious and apologetic. His hands are reaching for me, offering comfort, but I can't force my feet to move in any direction. Instead, I cross my arms in front of my chest and wait.
She's someone who is very important to me, but not my wife and not my girlfriend. We're something else.
Looked pretty serious to me.
Shit. Yes, one moment.
His hands fall down to his sides, and he seems genuinely uneasy. Maybe even a little ashamed.
Look, you're right. I should have explained my situation before we got involved. I didn't expect this to happen. Not today, not here, but please, just meet me tonight. I'll text you the address, and I'll explain everything and make it up to you. Okay.
I can hear my heart pounding in my ears, and I need some fresh air, some time to try to make sense of this. I nod at him and try to smile, but I think it just comes off as an awkward wince. I mean, I didn't expect this to happen today either. And I'm sure there is a lot we don't know about each other. Okay, this is fine. I'm just going to a sex club to meet my boss, who may or may not be lying to me about, well, everything. Oh, God. What have I gotten myself into? I have to admit, though, as much as I was taken by surprise with whatever is going on between him and this other woman, this whole fucking my boss thing is so much fun. And now I'm on my way. I don't actually know where. Some sex club he's a member at. To meet him and this mystery woman and get some answers. Lately, I've been craving something thrilling and out of my comfort zone, and this is definitely that. He told me nothing has to happen tonight, that everything can go at my speed. But honestly, I'm up for anything. This is the kind of thrill I've been craving lately, and I'm not about to back out of whatever this could be. Just because it's a little messy doesn't mean it's bad. I'll have to find that out for myself tonight. Looks like this is the place. Thanks so much. Okay. He asked me to text him once I got here. Let me just... Oh, God. There's a message from Jane here, too.
I know you were a bit unsure about tonight, but have fun. You deserve it. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
God, I love her. Though I will say, there's a lot that she wouldn't do that I would.
Hey, you're here.
Damn. Even before I turn around, the sound of his voice gives me butterflies. I also feel a rush of, I don't know, anger? Hi. Yeah, I made it. Is this, what I'm wearing, is it fine? The dress code details you sent were interesting.
Yeah, you look stunning. Seriously. You nailed it.
So, now would be a good time to explain. What's going on here? Who was that woman?
Right, of course. Her name is Ava. She's like a play partner. We're not exclusive, as I mentioned. We have fun together. Sometimes with other people, but most of the time by ourselves.
I can practically feel my muscles relaxing, but I don't speak. I nod at him to continue, and he does.
Normally, I explain this before anything happens with anyone else I'm seeing. But this... You took me by surprise. I didn't expect...
Shit. Why is his smile so fucking cute? You still should have...
I know, and I'm sorry I didn't, but... She's here if you'd like to meet her. Nothing has to happen tonight. I just thought maybe it would help.
He steps aside and reaches out his hand, offering it to me. I hesitate, but only for a moment before taking it. I'm not mad. I don't know that I ever was. Just surprised. And it wasn't the good kind of surprise either. But this could be. I want to know what's waiting for me inside. There are lots of people waiting, but from what I understood, it's an invite-only kind of place, and you have to attend with a regular. My heart is racing a bit, but his steady hand on my back feels really reassuring as he guides me through the door. It's crowded in here, but not in a stuffy way. Most people are tucked away in their own little booths, each one decorated with a large, gorgeous erotic art print.
We're over here. I got us some drinks. But please don't feel like you have to have any.
Oh, these are cute. I didn't have you pegged for a pink martini kind of guy, though. Oh my god, this is really good. What is it?
I'm glad you like it. It's one of my favorites.
The woman from the photo appears by his side. I don't know if I was just too shocked yesterday to really look at her, but she's stunning. We're dressed pretty similarly, both in little black dresses with varying accessories. I notice a leather harness around her waist, and I can't stop staring at the way the silver buckles catch the light. Wow! That is gorgeous!
Oh, thank you. It was a gift from our friend here. Spoiled me for my birthday last month.
Well, he has really good taste. The woman's eyes survey me, her gaze moving up and down my body. She's checking me out. And from the smile on her face, I think she likes what she sees.
Yes, he certainly does. I'm Ava.
Hi, it's great to meet you.
I know who you are. He's told me all about you. Actually hasn't stopped talking you up since we arrived.
I look to him and his face flushes a bit as he makes room for me on the couch. Yeah, I wish I'd heard as much about you. I could swear he's a little embarrassed. It's strange to see him so caught off guard.
Yeah, he told me all about the unfortunate event, is what he called it. He has been a big ball of nerves all night waiting for you to show up.
You weren't supposed to tell her that. Bad girl.
She playfully sticks out her tongue at him as she hands him his glass, and he takes a drink. So, this is my first time at a place like this. How exactly do these things go? If we want to, you know...
There are some rooms back there. Once you make a connection, you can claim one that's empty, if you'd like.
Her hand is moving up and down his thigh. There's something about the atmosphere here, and the way she's looking at him, and the way he's looking at me, that makes me feel so alive, so aroused already. I lean into him, running my hand up over his thigh. Both of us begin teasing him through his pants, our fingers grazing over each other's as we get closer. And if we want to get started out here, is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. No one's here to judge. Everything is very open.
She leans in and presses her lips against his neck, her fingers still teasing him with mine. I mirror her actions, kissing the other side of his neck. He's already so hard as we tease him together, taking turns running our hands all across his body, his chest, his thighs, teasing his cock.
Fuck, that feels good.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.